You're listening to News Radio 830 WCCO, broadcasting from the Minnesota State Fair.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky of RE/MAX was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of the Realty House is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities. They've helped almost 2,000 families buy or sell their home, bringing you over 40 years of industry experience, and ranked near the top of the entire country in U.S. sales volume. Here's Abby Prasky and Chris Rooney, Danny Long, and the Real Estate Radio Hour.
And here we are, broadcasting live once again at the Minnesota State Fair. This is the Real Estate Radio Hour. I always like to say hello to Chris and Andy, of course.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
We're back again, and always we welcome your real estate-related questions either here at the fair or on the phone, via phone or by text. And before you guys get going, let me give our phone numbers and the text number, and we'll get going. If you have a real estate question, 651-989-9226, or send a text at 81807. You have a whole slew of people out here today.
Yeah, we got a full show today, that's for sure. And I just wanted to, you know, you gave the number, but we have a bunch of people here. So if you have questions on, first people we have is Jeff O'Brien with Lohman Abdo Law Firm, and then Dan Schwartz with Liftbridge Brewery. The big talk around the state fair is that mini donut beer. So Dan was nice enough to bring some out and test it out. So we're going to talk about some zoning stuff. Then we have Jeff Zweifel with Mark V. and Zweifel Law Firm talking about short sales. And then, of course, little Andy here who's sitting up front.
I'm crouching.
And then Justin Jerkovich with W.J. Bradley. So we got a whole show here, Denny.
All right, very good. And again, our number is 651-989-9226. Any real estate question we'll field. What are we going to start with? I see you guys have your beverages there.
Well, we do. You know,
most important stuff first, right? First thing.
Yeah,
first.
We wanted to try this mini donut beer, so we kind of combined it with real estate. So Jeff O'Brien, who is the voice of the Legal Minute for the Real Estate Radio Hour, brought Dan with him. We're going to talk a little about zoning and a little bit about Liftbridge Brewery.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Well, hey, thanks, guys, for having me back here. It's always fun to do the show live at the fair. And, you know, I always like to do something interesting rather than just the
unlike our regular shows.
Well, you guys hear me for 60 seconds in some, you know, little PSA legal minute. We get to, like, do something a little fun out here when we're live. And, you know, besides the real estate stuff I do, our firm and I represent a lot of these craft breweries that are here in Minnesota, Liftbridge being one of them. And with the mini donut beer being a big hit and actually being a lot of real estate issues, when you mentioned zoning, that's a big issue with a brewery or any other business. So we thought we'd come on and talk a little bit about what goes into making sure that your business meets all the zoning requirements, or if they have to be changed, how you do it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I do want to know from Dan, though, how'd you come up with the idea for the mini donut beer and how you created it?
Yeah, so the mini donut beer was kind of the brainchild of one of our customers out here at the State Fair. The Tysons own the Ballpark Cafe, and last year at the end of the fair, they approached us and said they had an idea to do an exclusive beer, maybe something based on a mini donut, and they asked if that's something that could be done. So we spent the spring brewing various batches of the beer, trying to get it dialed in so it tasted like a mini donut. And then we put the finishing touches on it by putting a cinnamon and sugar rimmed glass.
Yeah.
And really kind of completes the experience. So
that's fantastic.
It's available daily at the Ballpark Cafe. They've had to ration it to only a few kegs a day because it's just been going over so huge.
That's great. That's great. So let's talk a little about zoning and what problems, you know, in particular breweries are running into, but businesses as well.
Sure. Well, the first thing about zoning is that by statute and in the courts, the cities have a lot of discretion in terms of how they create their comprehensive plan and how they do their zoning. And really the only challenge you can have to a city's zoning decision comes down to, is it in conflict with their comprehensive plan that they've established for the city. So that's kind of the framework you're dealing with when you're looking to start a business. And the first thing you want to look at is, can I, you know, it's not like buying a house. You know, you talk about location, location, location. It's even more important when you're looking to either to lease or buy space for your business, because you have to worry about, can I do this business at this location? And what we're seeing with the breweries in particular right now is there's a lot of ordinances, and there's been state statutes that have restricted how, you know, where these businesses can operate, how they can operate. And so there's been a lot of changes probably in the last 2 to 3 years, especially changing city ordinances, state statutes to accommodate more, because everything is predicated more on the big brewery as opposed to these microbreweries that are popping up.
So being that you're manufacturing a product, is there limitations on the quantity that you can manufacture with the zoning, or is that unlimited?
I mean, it depends, of course, city by city as far as what their zoning says, but in most cases, from the state standpoint, there isn't a limit on the amount of beer that you can produce. Okay. Obviously, the larger you are, the larger impact there is on city utilities and your neighbors. So it definitely is important to connect with them and talk about your business before selecting a site.
I see your shirt says there's a fifth anniversary coming up.
Yeah, next Saturday we're having a five-year anniversary for the brewery. So we've been in business for 5 years, and we're going to have a big event out at the brewery. It'll be fun, and we'll be doing some fresh hop picking as well and brewing beer live that day.
We live over in Minnetonka, and we visit the Excelsior Brewery quite a bit in Badger Hill. And it's just a fun atmosphere to be able to go to and kind of test some different types of beer. So it's a fun thing. I don't know whose microphone that is, but we had that. But
it's because I was sitting so close to you, Chris.
Yeah, it looks like we have another person here. The gas station came back as well.
Craig, welcome back. Craig Gass with the gas station out of the 4-H building brought us up some treats, it looks like. What'd you bring today, Craig?
Well, it's such a big hit last week that we brought the strawberry chocolate malts and the egg and sausage sandwich.
So excellent.
We brought stuff for everybody in the audience today for samples and, of course, for the participants up here.
Excellent.
Well, again, thank you, Craig.
We appreciate
good
that.
To see you again. Yeah. Visit them up in the 4-H building today, guys. They're good old-fashioned burgers and malts, as Craig always said. So
we got about 1 minute left to go. Anything on zoning? Any further?
If you're a business owner coming up, starting out, and you come up, you know, you check your zoning, and if there's an issue, you want to go talk to your city clerk or your city councilman, because they do change them. We found that out, especially with the breweries. They are willing to listen to reasons why they should change their zoning ordinances or give what's called a conditional use permit or a special permit to allow you to operate.
Okay, and for anybody in the stands, we got malts, we got beer, and we got free legal advice if you need it. So he'll stay after for a little while.
All
so
three.
We'll come back with Justin Jerkovich at W.J. Bradley.
All right, very good. We'll take this break, be right back the other side. If you have a real estate question, 651-989-9226, or you can send a text, 81807. Back here at the fair.